We're nearing the end of the third week of the Utah State legislative session, and for a check of what's happening, we turn now to Chase Thomas of Alliance for a Better Utah, who joins us Tuesday and Thursday mornings during the session. And good morning, Chase.
Good morning.
So an interesting appropriations request and a bill having to do with the testing of rape kits going forward at the legislature this week. This is a bill sponsored by Representative Angela Romero. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so the underlying bill for this measure is HB 200. It would mandate the testing of all rape kits in the state. Right now, there are a lot of rape kits that go untested. When we're hearing the bill in committee, we heard testimony that said that across the state, a little over 20% of all rape kits go tested. One county was as low as only 4% being tested. Hmm. And so this would make sure that all rape kits are tested in the state,
okay.
Just so that victims can better pursue justice. That was one of the main themes that came out of this hearing.
Okay. How would this work? I mean, I know, first off, rape kits are evidence that is collected after a sexual assault has occurred. You know, they may contain DNA evidence and so on and so forth. How is it that they're not getting tested? This is a matter of funding. Is that what it comes down to?
Yeah, that's a huge part of it. So there's been a backlog just because there hasn't been enough funding. And as time goes on, the police departments want to test the newer ones. And so all these old rape kits have been just sitting on shelves for a long time, not going tested. And these cases have just sat there cold.
Okay, so Representative Romero this week put forth a request for additional money and at the same time a bill that, as you said, essentially says all of these have to be tested.
Yeah, so the bill passed out of committee and then she went later to an appropriations subcommittee to request the money. And that's one of the sticking areas of this bill is that the appropriation for it would be $2.4 million, which in this time when everyone wants a lot of money, that's a lot of money to direct towards one initiative.
But she does have the backing of law enforcement on this, I think.
Yes, she does.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. We'll see how that bill and appropriations request proceeds. Another funding-related thing going on at the legislature, there was the massive Volkswagen settlement that took place around the United States. This was after Volkswagen had been caught sort of tinkering with emissions testing equipment in their vehicles. Utah is getting some of the money from this settlement. And the legislature has a message for the governor kind of related to the money that will be coming in. What was that message?
That message is coming in the form of a resolution from Representative Handy. And basically, he is saying that for this $35 million that is coming in Utah's portion of the settlement, he wants the governor to spend it on replacing the state's school bus fleet. Right now, our buses run off of diesel fuel, and in his words, these create a mini climate of pollution around these school buses, so it's affecting kids and also affecting our general overall pollution, and he wants to replace them with clean emissions school buses.
We're talking electric vehicles, or is this more?
I think just more like natural gas or cleaner fuel, something that won't give off all the dirty emissions that they do currently.
All right, so a cleaner fleet of school buses with the, how much was it again?
$35 million.
How is that resolution doing at the legislature?
Well, it's already passed out of a House committee and passed through the House. It's now headed to the Senate to where they'll be debating it.
Okay. And then finally, Chase, this week there were some elections-related measures making their way through the legislature, one having to do with primary elections, one having to do with registering to vote. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so we're coming right off of a presidential election year, and so elections are still in the minds of everybody, especially because of the long lines that we had during the caucus system and during the general election. The first one that's really interesting is a bill that would make voter registration automatic in the state. Right now, when you go and get a driver's license or renew your license, you can opt in to registering to vote or updating your registration. This would make it so where you have to opt out. And so that would hopefully increase voter registration rates here in the state. This past year, there were 900,000 driver's license applications in the state, and only 300,000 of those chose to opt in. They hope the percentage would go way up with this measure.
Obviously, some of those are too young to register to vote.
Yeah. But, I mean, a lot of people just, I mean, they think they're already registered to vote, and so they don't check it because they're thinking, why have to do again? But this would make it more efficient because a lot of voter registrations are out of date with addresses.
Okay, so that's one of the two elections-related measures, and that's interesting. You go, you get your driver's license, and you are automatically registered to vote. The other one, as you said, is kind of a response to maybe some of the hiccups we saw during this past year's presidential election.
Yeah, so if you remember from our caucuses this past year, there we were crazy. There was a lot more people than they were expecting. In the Democratic caucuses around here in Salt Lake City, there were hour-long waits. I waited in line, I think, for 2.5 hours to vote. This bill from Representative Patrice Arrant would require the state to completely fund a presidential primary. This would take it out of the hands of the party if they so chose to. James Evans, the chair of the Republican Party here in the state, testified in support of the measure, although he said that they might not end up using the money, that they might have a caucus. But the Democrats were saying they would most likely definitely use this money because they don't have as big of a system here. They don't have as many staff members, volunteers. And so it's a lot easier for them to have a primary rather than do the caucus system.
Okay, so then bipartisan support for Representative Patrice Arrant's measure. What's happening with it?
It passed out of committee, like you said, with bipartisan support. It's not very often when you see James Evans and Peter Kroon hugging in front of a committee meeting, so that was pretty cool to see.
I love it. Well, Chase Thomas, we're out of time, but we will keep connected with you during the session. We're getting close to the halfway point.
Yeah, it's almost over.
Chase Thomas is Policy and Advocacy Counsel with Alliance for Better Utah. Chase, thanks again for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
This has been your Better Utah Legislative Update on KCPW.